with Brock and Hunter on Rock 107 WIRX.
Well, good morning. How the hell are you? Good to see you. Happy Thursday.
Footlong.
Brock.
Who wants a footlong?
Hunter. Yeah, it's Thursday, man. Feels good. We're getting through this week. Almost there. It's payday today, too, which is nice. So I'm going to go buy a bunch of stupid stuff. Payday. So, yeah, we'll tell you what we're going to blow our money on and what makes our wives angry a little bit later.
You got anything at hand right now that you're just like, yes, we can
actually,
buy it?
Yes, because you were with me the other day. One of my reels broke. On my fishing rod. So yeah, I gotta go.
So the quick story, real quick, at the pier. This is like a couple of days after their fishing trip thing.
Yep.
And Brock's fishing off the pier, and I'm looking at him, and I'm like, what happened there? Because all of a sudden, like for a quick second, it's like his reel came apart. Then he like put it right back together and started reeling again. Like, what's going on over there? You got some weird reel? Is that some new reel? It's like, no, it broke. But if I put it back into the reel, I could still reel it up.
I didn't want to lose a rod for the day. So I was like, yeah, it's fine. I'll make it work.
And then he forgot about it. Yeah. So he let go of the reel part. Then it falls into the river.
Now he's just got a string pulling. Where was your magnet when I needed it? God, man, I'm going to fish that thing out. So, yeah.
Damn it, you're right.
But so good news, bad news. Bad news is my reel broke. Good news is I get to go fishing shopping again, which is great. So,
Open reel? Open reel, because you don't like the open reel.
I don't, but I think I'm going to go with one this time. So just try it out. Maybe a couple different options. We'll see. But anyway, I digress. We got to keep her moving here. It's time for your morning dump.
It's the morning dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, your morning dump brought to you by Pump
That
Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Yeah. Where do you need to go to get away from people in your home? Do you have a special place you go, Hunter?
Usually my basement here, you know? This is kind of my own little man cave spot. I know people cringe when you say man cave.
Yeah,
but
it's pretty cringy.
It's my area. It's my bubble. Stay out.
According to a survey, the bathroom is the number one spot where people go that becomes their sanctuary, especially during the pandemic. 22% of people said that that's the place where they can get some peace and quiet. 33% said they enjoy the calmness of the bathroom. 36% said they've been spending more time in the bathroom than ever before. And a whopping 68% said the bathroom has a positive impact on their mood.
See, the only time I would go to the bathroom for a safe spot is back in the day when I was serving. I served for like 6 months, and there are times where I just go to the bathroom and sit on the toilet and just fume.
Yeah.
And just get it out and then go back in there with a smile. Hey, everybody, how's it going?
I think it's a good escape. At home, I love it. I can usually, put some music on, or I'm sitting there on my phone. And, of course, now with phones, have you been to the bathroom without your phone recently? It's horrible. It's the worst thing ever.
I'll sit on the toilet and get up.
Yes.
Walk to the living room to get my phone.
Okay, question. Do you pull the pants up or you do the waddle to grab your phone?
I'll waddle like a penguin. I don't care. Even if the windows are open. Hell with it.
Who cares? Everybody. Oh, he forgot his phone. It makes sense. All right. That's fine. Go get your phone quick and get back in there. So, yeah. So a lot of people finding the sanctuary of the bathroom during this crazy time. So I've always known it. That's a great place to go. Do my deepest thinking on the toilet. I really do.
Didn't you? So you got a new bathroom, too. So you got a really nice bathroom.
Dude, it's nicer than the rest of our house. It's fantastic. Actually moved our bedroom in there. It's great. It's a bedroom / bathroom.
We're asleep.
Yeah, it's the master bedroom bath. That's what it is. Lastly, if you want to get some beer, just donate some blood.
Yeah.
People in California, Fresno, I don't know if this is going to go anywhere else, but they're rewarding, giving vouchers for discounted beer, anyone over the age of 21 who donates blood at the Central California Blood Center before March 15th gets a 50% discount on beer.
I'm no scientist, all right? I don't say that right off the bat, but
obviously.
It's not a good combo, is it? Less blood, more beer.
That's exactly what I was thinking. Or is it better? Because now you can buy this discounted
beer. You're
going
to get wasted quicker?
Exactly. You don't burn through all your beer as quickly. You know what I mean? I think this is a wonderful idea. Let's take people's blood and then give
Drain
them alcohol.
Me out that Drain me out.
Tell you what.
I'm trying to get wasted today.
Make it 2 pints. I want a real hard buzz after this, all right?
Maybe that's thin blood. Maybe we're way off.
No. You lose. It's quicker. It's easier to get drunk when you got less
is
blood.
It?
Yeah, absolutely. Again, I know.
Now, how about this? You take that IV, drain me out, and then fill that IV up with that beer that I get. Pump it back in.
Just switch it out. Just hook me up to a keg, man. Just hook me up
one
to
arm,
a keg.
Yeah, one arm with beer going in, one arm with blood coming out. You know, hold me up like I'm on a cross.
You just, oh, my God. How'd Hunter die? Well, him and Brock thought it'd be a good idea to just mainline booze. It was great.
Right into his veins.
Right there. All right. So there you go. You got turlets and you got blood booze. That is your morning dump. We'll be back. Stick around.
The Morning Dump. Brock.